News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to this, the fourth edition of InfoShorts from InfoSound, a brief bulletin of information including a handy hint or tip to help daily living with sight loss. In this edition, audio-described live performances, locating something you've dropped, and a tactile magnetic Ludo board game. Now, you'll hear a few phone numbers and email addresses mentioned, and if you make a note of those, you can then follow up by talking to those who can tell you more about what we mention here.
You may well be familiar with audio description on the TV or with films, but live theatrical performances, musicals, dramas, comedies, even opera and dance, can also be audio described. You just go along to the venue and put on a light headset, which is provided, and this enables you to hear the voice of a live audio describer in one ear, describing scenery, costumes, facial expressions, movement, and any other visual elements of a show. This description won't cut across what's happening on stage, as at the same time, you can hear what's going on around you at the venue, along with the rest of the audience. Not all shows are audio described in this way. You might typically find a touring play, for example, could have just the one audio-described performance while it's at your local theatre. Bigger venues and main city theatres with shows that are on for a while might have more than one audio-described performance, but you will need to find out which performances are being audio-described. And some also offer pre-show touch tours, where vision-impaired members of the audience can explore the costumes and set before the show in a tactile way. You can often take a sighted companion with you, by the way. Vocalise carries out the majority of live performance audio description, and they also train others in this very specialist area of making live performance accessible. They produce information listing what's on where, and this can be found on their website at vocalise.co.uk. But you can also phone them on 020 7375 1043. That's 020 7375 1043, or email enquiries@vocalise.co.uk, enquiries@vocalise.co.uk, to ask for their latest What's On information in audio, large print or braille.
InfoSound.
Now, on each edition of InfoShorts, we feature a handy hint, a helpful bit of advice about the practicalities of living with sight loss. Some you may know, some you may not. And providing a tip about finding dropped items this time is Anita Plant, Rehabilitation Officer and Low Vision Advisor at the national charity The Partially Sighted Society. And Anita, it can only take, what, a moment to drop something, but often an age to find it again, which is annoying to say the least.
Yeah, I think so. Very frustrating. So I've got a tip which involves how to find something fairly quickly if you've dropped it.
And how does it work? Tell, please do.
Okay. So if you drop something and you hear it's something that actually makes a sound where it's dropped, you can use that sound by first of all pointing with your finger as to where you think it fell. You will then take a step into that direction and then use a search pattern to find it. So historically, when we try to look for things, we kind of like haphazardly move our hands kind of all over the place, you know, getting frustrated. Where is it? Where is it? So what I'm saying is what we need to do is to actually think about using a systematic pattern to search for that object. So say, for example, you've dropped something on the floor. You point to where you feel you've dropped it. You take a step over towards that sound. If you can, get onto the floor on your hands and knees, bring your hands together in front of your knees, and then move both hands out sort of just past each knee as far as you can go. Move the hand upper hand's length and then bring them back into the center again. So what you're doing is you're using a systematic pattern to search the area where you heard that object drop.
Right, so it's a methodical search pattern. Don't do it randomly. Take it calmly and slowly, but methodically, you're saying.
Yeah. If you're quite steady on your feet, you could also use your feet in the same pattern. It can help if you're barefoot because then you can feel it. But if you can, onto your hands and knees and then methodically search that area using a grid pattern.
That's good advice. Thank you, Anita.
InfoSound.
And we finish this time with news that RNIB has recently introduced a tactile magnetic Ludo board game to its range of accessible toys and games. The board has a standard layout, and the game is played in the usual way, with the four magnetic tactile coloured counters competing to get around the board from the start to finishing area first. The first player to successfully move all their four counters around the board is the winner. The board has clear tactile markings for each starting circle, the track, home straight and home triangles. The coloured start squares on the board are marked with a tactile symbol to match the coloured counters. For example, green has a tactile cross, while red has a tactile dot. Each corner of the board has the colour of the starting circle in contracted braille, and each square of the track has a braille number, with numbers oriented in the direction of play. The round counters are magnetic and stick to the board when it's horizontal, and each colour counter is marked with a tactile symbol, a dot, a single line, a double line, or a cross. The game includes one tactile dice, and the board measures 38 centimetres square. The ex-VAT price, as sold to individual blind and partially sighted customers, is £26, and the game comes with a 2-year manufacturer's warranty. And should you want to know any more, you can phone RNIB's national helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
And so with that, we come to the end of this, the fourth edition of the Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. Thank you for listening.
News and information about living with sight loss from InfoSound.